Short Breaks Saturdays are supported by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email kelvin.curry@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4P's section on our website.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my... Wait, hold on a second. Oh, you have got to be kidding me. Well, folks, it seems like my Snow Leopard podcast has gone up in smoke. What a catastrophic turn of events. But don't worry, fellow listeners. I've got just a perfect substitute to satisfy your needs. This isn't an animal podcast, but it's an underrated film with all sorts of creatures and critters that should be familiar to you by now. So strap on in as we blast to the past and talk about today's meowsterpiece of a movie, that being Cats Don't Dance. And don't worry, this podcast is completely spoiler-free. Released in 1997, Cats Don't Dance is an animated musical created by the wonderful Warner Bros. And Tuna Feature Animation. The film takes place in 1939 and focuses on Danny, voiced by Scott Bakula, a toe-tapping tabby cat from Kokomo, Indiana, who travels all the way to Hollywood to fulfill his kittenhood dreams of becoming a famous movie star. However, once he arrives, he realizes that there isn't much demand for animal antics. Instead, animals are reduced to either background filler or stereotypical roles. On the big screen, cats can meow, hiss, and purr, but they most certainly can't sing or dance. On his quest for qualification, Danny comes across a curious cast of creatures, such as Pudge, a friendly little penguin, Tilly, an optimistic hippo, T.W. Turtle, a cowardly tortoise, Cranston, a grumpy old goat, Francis, a sarcastic fish, Wooly, an elderly elephant who loves to play the piano, and most importantly, Sawyer, voiced by Jasmine Guy, a beautiful yet cynical secretary cat who Danny quickly falls head over heels for. Unfortunately, the entire pack has fallen victim to Hollywood's animal barrier, where only talented humans are picked for the major roles, whereas animals have been left in the realm of nothingness, and thus they have given up on their dreams entirely. Being the optimistic ocelot that he is, Danny attempts to re-spark the light of hope within his beastly buddies by encouraging them to pursue their past ambitions through the magic of song and dance. But it won't be easy for Danny and the gang. After all, there's someone who wants to strip Danny of all his nine lives before any of his dreams come true. Enter America's sweetheart, lover of children and animals, Darla Dimple, an adorable little child star, voiced by young Ashley Peldon. But don't be deceived. On the surface, she may be a sweet little girl with diabetic levels of cuteness. But don't be deceived, because this is definitely no Shirley Temple. All that time bathing in stardom in the spotlight has spoiled Darla beyond rottenness because of it. She likes things her way, and when they're not, well, expect an explosive outburst that would make even Mount Tambora retire to dormancy. And she ain't happy at the idea of being upstaged by low-class animals, so she'll stop at nothing to keep animals in their place. And she's not alone, either. She's got her behemoth butler and personal bodyguard, Max, a house-sized Goliath who is a force to be reckoned with, and he won't hesitate to flatten anyone who gets on Darla's bad side, especially if it's an orange cat with a knack for dancing. So it's pets versus people, but who will come out on top? Will Danny make everyone's dreams come true, or will it end in a cataclysmic failure thanks to some curly brat? Now, with the plot out of the way, let's talk about the visuals. The hand-drawn animation has aged incredibly well, with all the bright, flourishing colours and zany stretch and squash make this film an extremely enjoyable experience, considering that hand-drawn animation of this quality is extremely rare nowadays. And the music. Holy furballs, the music. Some of the best musical numbers I've ever heard. If you're hungry for some earworms, you've definitely come to the right place. Overall, Cats Don't Dance is an absolute must-watch, as it tackles the subject of racism back in the 1930s extremely well, has some catchy tunes to go along with it, and features lots and lots and lots of animals. So if you like animals, like me, you'll definitely enjoy this one. Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in soon because I'll be back next time with another edition of Callum's Curious Creatures podcast, with some more fascinating facts about amazing animals, I swear it. So it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.